The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Just Hillbilly. That's me. And welcome to the show, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon here on April 21st, 2017. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, obvious from all the goofs that I make, and also obvious from the great calls that you folks bring into the show at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and I invite you to call now. I'll pick up your call from the engineers at Republic Broadcasting there in Austin, Texas, where John Stadtmiller, the founder, I'll flatter him here and tell him he's a genius. The genius who created Republic Broadcasting Network is sitting right there, so right next to the engineer. So give him a call, and they'll let me know you're wanting to get on the air. We can talk about anything Trump, anything patriot that you care to talk about. One thing I'd like to start off with is one of the better pieces of news today, which is the strong endorsement from Donald Trump to French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen, who will be in the running on Sunday. And there are people, you know, they are scared to death all over Europe that Marine Le Pen might just win big on Sunday, and that she might win big enough that she could win even the runoff on May 7th. But Sunday, April 23rd, will be the French election. I'll read you some of the headlines to show you how scared all these people are. I'm looking at the Google News headlines for the last couple of days. Washington Post: Trump is now supporting far-right French candidate Marine Le Pen. Time Magazine: don't dismiss Marine Le Pen's chances at winning the French election. Let's find another one here. NBC News: French elections, Marine Le Pen backed by quiet army of women. That's a new one for me. I haven't read that one. Find another one. Newsweek, this is 6 hours ago. French election, latest polls, Marine Le Pen gaining support after, and I'm assuming the after is going to be the Muslim assassination of police officers on the Champs-Élysées in the last 2 days. And yeah, in fact, here's the slug on the headline. Ahead of Sunday's French presidential election, Marine Le Pen has received a boost in support following a shooting on Paris's Champs-Élysées that left policemen dead. Here's one from Breitbart News. Now, here's one from a friendly, a very friendly news source. Donald Trump predicts big effect on Marine Le Pen presidential election. New York Times, 28 minutes ago. France poses biggest test yet for Trump's brand of nationalism. Ooh, I like that one. And it goes on down the list here. So our friends at places like Breitbart, their antennae are intently tuned to what's coming up on Sunday, as are the antennae of our enemies. And so we'll be talking about that on today's show. I hope you can call in and offer an opinion on what's going on in France. And let's go to the Trump endorsement here. Let's cover that. Here we have it. Let's see if we can't find Donald Trump's comments today. I'll look for him here on my screen. Trump touts Le Pen as strongest, that's his word, candidate in French presidential race. And I'm reading this off of Breitbart.com. In a new interview, U.S. President Donald Trump, an interview today, by the way, has said that while he does not formally endorse anti-mass migration French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen, she is the strongest on borders and security ahead of Sunday's first round of voting in France. It's obvious to anybody. The president of the United States can't actually endorse candidates in other elections. But does he endorse Marine Le Pen? Of course he does. The U.S. president said that he believed the terror attack that killed one police officer and injured two others on Thursday would likely help Ms. Le Pen, who has promised to restore order in France during her campaign. Speaking to the Associated Press Friday, today, Mr. Trump said Le Pen was, quote, strongest on borders, and she's the strongest on what's been going on in France, unquote. Trump tweeted in reaction to the Paris shooting, quote, another terrorist attack in Paris. The people of France will not take much more of this. Will have a big effect on presidential election, exclamation mark, unquote. It's the same Donald Trump we know from the primaries. The Donald Trump we know and love. Many interpreted the tweet as an implicit endorsement of the Front National leader. Oh, gee. To that, I would say, though Trump has had no personal contact with Le Pen or has sought to formally endorse her. The closest the two have come to meeting occurred earlier this year when Le Pen made an impromptu appearance at Trump Tower in New York City before the presidential inauguration in January. Ms. Le Pen claimed that she was meeting associates in New York who had chosen the venue and had no plans or intentions of meeting with the president. Oh, so there we go. That's the closest we've come to an explanation as to why she was seen in the ice cream parlor in the basement of Trump Tower. That she was just there meeting associates who decided to meet at Trump Tower. Now, that might be exactly what happened. I don't know. Stay tuned. There may be more to this story. And it's not all that important in any event. I just love the relationship between Le Pen and Trump, which I think will blossom much in the future. Many have compared Ms. Le Pen and her campaign to that of President Trump, with U.S. broadcaster CNN saying that the parallels between the French election and the U.S. presidential election last year were, quote, scary, unquote. I like that. I like them being scared. According to CNN, the polling currently shows the Front National chief closely behind frontrunner Emmanuel Macron, who recently promoted his telephone conversation with former U.S. President Barack Obama, another U.S. president involving himself in the French election without an official endorsement. Much like Trump, Marine Le Pen has vowed to combat radical Islamic terrorism and has said she will have a much tougher border policy, getting France out of the open borders Schengen agreement. That's the agreement that requires all the European Union signers to forget about their borders, as if there were no borders. Oh, Le Pen has also said she would look to hold a referendum on French membership of in the European Union and advocates an exit or Frexit from the bloc. Ms. Le Pen has also praised Trump and in a speech in February said that his election and Brexit were, quote, in tune with the great planetary movement, which consists of the awakening of the peoples and the return of national frontiers and national pride. So that's that story there. I love that one on Breitbart.com. Let me go over here to the board and see if any callers. Yeah, we do have some callers calling in here. So let me go to them right now. Let's start with George in Texas. Thanks for calling, George.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Tonight I'm soloing so far. But go ahead, George.
Well, you know the thing is, I'm just getting sick and tired of people playing armchair quarterback against President Trump that are on our side. And I hear like Trump approved munition sales to Saudi Arabia to combat Yemen and all this stuff and this and that. And, you know, the thing is, the problem is right now the difficulty Trump is facing is he's facing a rogue bureaucracy that's doing things against his will. Because the State Department can approve munition sales to an arms sale to a foreign country. And right now he's got a rogue State Department underneath him. And the thing is, people have to understand, it didn't take overnight for this rogue corrupt system to this rogue, corrupt swamp to be infested. And it ain't going to take 3 months. It's not going to take 90 days to completely drain the swamp either. People got to realize
George,
that.
I agree with you completely, George. He has an amazingly difficult task. And, of course, we out here as patriots, folks like you, can make it easier for Donald Trump. The rallies that are occurring around, he needs support. In other words, he needs backing around the country. So rallies that are occurring around the country, that sort of thing, exactly what he needs. But yes, he is in a very lonely position walking into the swamp in Washington with very little in the way of personnel. Go ahead.
Well, I hope Melania comes and lives at the White House very soon for one reason. Her, like Nancy Reagan, I think she will be overly protective of her husband. And how much, because Nancy Reagan was very protective of Ronnie, and I think Melania will be the same way.
Okay, sure. I'm sure she would be. Very good. And Georgia, any other thoughts you have here?
Yeah, I like to recommend a sort of like an unusual guest. You know, have you heard of Mark Taylor?
No.
Well, he was a man that back in 2011, he's a God-fearing man, and he said in 2011, God just chose Donald Trump to be president. But like I say, he thought it'd be in 2012, but he found out, yeah, America had to put up a lot more, and he said Donald Trump will be president, and that he is going to be back to globalist. And listening to the YouTube videos, everything he said was on spot. And he's not saying God's going to do all this, but he said it's going to take the prayers and the actions of the patriots to make this all come to fruition. I mean, he'd be like an unorthodox guest, but it'd be interesting to listen to what he has to say.
Well, George, I'll look him up. And I'll tell you my own personal story there with that in that timeline, 2011. William Daniel Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, and I were sitting in the audience at the 2011 Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. And I've told this story before, so I don't want to be too repetitious. But onto the stage walked the mystery speaker. No one knew who it would be. It was a mystery speaker scheduled to appear right before Rand Paul. And we were all there to hear Rand Paul speak. It was Donald Trump. And he announced, more surprise, he said, "I'm running for president of the United States." And that was, you know, that was the 2012 campaign, one in which Ron Paul was running. But the it did not come to fruition. After that week, Donald Trump did not pursue it. And he has said, you know, "I regret that I didn't pursue it harder." The trouble he had there was really Ron Paul. Ron Paul was getting the headline as the opposition, the outsider candidate. And so that position was kind of pretty much taken by Ron Paul. And the, you know, back in 2011, I didn't get it. I didn't get it what a great candidate Donald Trump would be and what a great man he was. I didn't know enough about him. When I got it was when Donald Trump came down the escalator, and at that first week in 2015, when he said, "I'm running for president, this time I'm running." And he came down the escalator with just Melania. That was his team. He was so eloquent in that first week when he described, you know, that Mexico is sending us its worst and we've got to control the border, and a nation without borders is not a nation. Everything he said was so outstanding that I signed on to the Trump train that first week, and that led to the creation of this show, by the way. Go ahead.
Well, I'll send you his contact information. You want to get in contact with him?
Yeah, I'll look up Mark Taylor. Go ahead and send it to me. And folks who want to reach me, my phone number, let me turn my cell phone down right now, as a matter of fact, so you don't call me right in the middle of the show. But my phone number is 701-317-5317. And you can call me anytime. I love the calls I get from the audience. So call me anytime, 701-317-5317. I had a real knockdown, drag-out fight on the phone this morning with one of our listeners, and if I got too carried away in that fight, listener, I apologize, but we were arguing over the events of 9/11 in New York City, and I'll tell you what, I won't go into the details on that, but I recommend the website for truth on what happened in 9/11. For me, is AE911truth.org. That is Architects and Engineers for 911truth.org. And Richard Gage's website. Well, George, there in Texas, are you very close to Austin? You know, this show emanates really from Austin, where the RBN studios are located.
Well, I'm a four-hour drive from Round Rock. I live outside of Houston. I live in Ron Paul's district, formerly Ron Paul's district.
Yes,
he was my congressman at one time. So,
well, you know, lucky you. I was such an admirer of Ron Paul. I and another patriot buddy, we drove all the way from Florida. Well, I think we were driving from Tennessee to visit Ron Paul's district. South of Galveston there, and. We did do that. George, thank you for being in the audience. Thank you, sir. We'll go to other callers right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning into the Trump Phenomenon, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. I was mentioning the birth of this show. In our discussions and our board meetings at the American Freedom Party, it was immediately obvious to us as directors of the American Freedom Party that the whole political agenda of all of us on the right was about to be utterly revolutionized by Donald Trump. The things that we've been saying in our very small venues for decades were now being blasted out to tens of millions of people. The little meetings and get-togethers that we were holding were now being eclipsed by giant rallies staged by Donald Trump. It was immediately obvious to us that Donald Trump was going to be the story. And so we, the American Freedom Party, very early on, we endorsed, we had our own presidential candidate. We've had two good candidates for president in 2012 and 2016. But we endorsed Donald Trump in addition to our own candidate. Obviously, we're a little tiny political party, and we're not going to win the presidency. Our goal, like John Stadtmiller's goal in creating Republic Broadcasting, is to get truth, get news and information out to our people. Well, we thought, you know what? Politics is another way to accomplish the same goal with some different tools available to a political party, not available otherwise. And so we created the American Freedom Party to get the truth out to people. So we're not, we don't have any problem at all endorsing somebody from another political party if that somebody else is a patriot like Donald Trump, who, you know, you can look at the platform of the American Freedom Party, then look at Donald Trump's book on the subject, Crippled America, and go down our platform item by item, and you'll see that Donald Trump is resonates beautifully with our platform, and we perceive that as well. Here's a story. We talked about the French election story. Here's another story that I liked. It was on Matt Drudge yesterday, and Matt Drudge has so many great stories. And they change so fast that you have to stay alert. They disappear so fast. He had a great story yesterday, and I just recovered it by searching on some key terms here. Someone has done a great study of Donald Trump's first 100 days and what he's up against. That's a theme that George raised in the first call, what Donald Trump is up against. This is it from the Washington Times reporting on a research that was concluded by, I'll get to the organization in just a moment. It's going to be in the article. As first 100 days in office approaches, media coverage of Trump is 89% negative. It would be hard for biased negative news coverage of President Trump to get any worse, reports the Washington Times. As President Trump approaches the end of his first 100 days in office, he has received by far the most hostile press treatment of any incoming American president, with the broadcast networks punishing him with coverage that has been 89% negative, wrote Rich Noyes and Mike Ciandella, both analysts for Newsbusters.org, a conservative press watchdog. In a new study, the pair pored over evening news coverage on ABC, CBS, and NBC from January 20th, that's inauguration, through April 9th, over 1,000 stories focused on Mr. Trump and his new administration. That amounted to 1,900 minutes of total airtime. Only 186 minutes were positive in content or tone. Quoting from the study, the networks largely ignored important national priorities such as jobs and the fight against ISIS in favor of a news agenda that has been dominated by anti-Trump controversies and which closely matches what would be expected from an opposition party, unquote, the researchers said. Positive developments had no charm for the broadcasters. I'll put my finger right there and come back to this story after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided
we're back, folks.
Stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Welcome back. And the story I was reading from the Washington Times, I'll just summarize it because we got another story I want to go on to. Obama, by contrast, in his first 100 days, the press coverage of Obama was 82%. Positive. Donald Trump, 89% negative. That's just as an objective, factual study, pointing out just what George was pointing out at the beginning of this show. Donald Trump is climbing a very steep hill. I think he's climbing it very well, but he is, boy, what a contrast. Let me go to another story, another very positive, very good story. This is the story of Jeff Sessions' visit today, at where he says, enough is enough. Sessions slams sanctuary cities during border trip. I love this. This is a dream come true. Nothing like this was even remotely possible before the appearance of the Trump phenomenon. Attorney General Jeff Sessions warned sanctuary cities on Friday, today, that enough is enough. Hours after the Justice Department sent letters to 9 sanctuary jurisdictions, giving them until June 30th to justify why they are not in violation of federal law by forcing law enforcement to release criminal aliens. The Justice Department sent the letters to the state of California, as well as the cities of Chicago, New Orleans, New York, and Philadelphia, and Clark County, Nevada, that's Las Vegas, Cook County, Illinois, that's Chicago, Miami, Dade County, Florida, and Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, all of which are jurisdictions former President Barack Obama identified as potentially violating the law, Sessions said. Sessions made the comments in San Diego as he and Homeland Security Secretary Michael Kelly toured the U.S.-Mexico border to determine ways to boost border security. Quote, sanctuary, this is quoting Jeff Sessions, sanctuary jurisdictions put known gang members back on the streets to rejoin the West Side Gang in Escondido, unquote, Jeff Sessions said, while flanked by Kelly and Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. Quote, just the other day, it was reported that a local prosecutor in California went so far as to intentionally lower violent and heinous domestic abuse charges against a repeat offender so that the abuser wouldn't be deported, unquote. And now here's a picture appearing in the text here of Senator, ex-Senator, now Attorney General Jeff Sessions, flanked by Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And behind them is the concertina wire atop the existing border fence, which is about, it looks to be about, it's hard to tell with, from the height of the men there, but it looks to be about 15 feet high and pretty substantial as a barrier. If you were trying to, there's no way you're going over that concertina wire in one piece. You know, that's a kind of an, you know, I'm just looking at it as an example of, boy, that's a pretty effective barrier right there. There's so many different ways that you could construct what would constitute a wall. Would it have to be, you know, something like the Great Wall of China? No, it doesn't. It's a barrier. It could be electronic. It could be wire. It could be, I love this concertina wire. This looks beautiful. One of the benefits of a fence like the one I'm looking at is that you can see through it. So whatever criminals are doing on the other side, on the Mexican side, if you're on the U.S. side, you can observe them completely. Here it goes. Continuing with the article, which I think is so great. Think about the message that sends, says Jeff Sessions. If you are an alien and you commit domestic violence, you will get special treatment, Sessions added. Prosecutors will charge you with a lesser crime so you can stay in the country. And then here he says, enough is enough, unquote. The top federal prosecutor said he hopes officials in California change their minds. We'd like our cities that are being tempted by this sanctuary ideology to reevaluate what they're doing, Sessions said, unquote earlier. Sanctuary cities which refuse to cooperate with federal deportation officials upon arresting suspects whose legal status is in question, became a central issue in American politics in 2015 after an illegal immigrant and convicted felon who had been deported five times murdered 32-year-old Kate Steinle in San Francisco. President Donald Trump has promised to crack down on sanctuary cities. Well, let's correct that report there a little bit, CBS News. No, it did not become a central issue because of the tragic death of Kate Steinle, which you, CBS, did not cover. It became a central issue. This is typical of their lying. It became a central issue because Donald Trump made it a central issue. And Donald Trump brought Kate Steinle's family to the microphone and to the news camera and talked about it over and over again. Senator Johnson expressed his thanks to federal law enforcement officers who protect the border and assailed gang members in American communities as, quote, some of the most evil and barbaric people on the planet. I like that. There's a new administration in town, a new administration that's going to enforce our laws, Johnson said. Sessions and Kelly both expressed their commitment to securing the border. In an interview with Fox News on Thursday, Kelly said the border wall would move forward by the end of summer. So there you go. There's something to look forward to, folks. Sessions also stood by comments he made earlier this week when he said he was amazed that an island judge could overturn the president, referring to the Hawaii District Court judge who blocked Mr. Trump's travel ban. Many speculated that Sessions' statement made it sound as if Hawaii isn't a part of the U.S. Oh, come on. This is CBS again. Oh, right, CBS. What a bunch of garbage. And then Sessions said his judgment will be reversed. No, that a judge on Hawaii is an island judge, CBS. And yes, Jeff Sessions is aware that Hawaii is a state. I mean, what idiots and how desperate they are in the news media. They're really grasping at straws. Let's go for a call here. Let's go to Joe in Indiana. Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening, James. And just I got 2 points I wanted to make. You started out the program with Marine Le Pen. And
yes.
I've been following her on a couple of the Facebook passages. There's deplorables for Marine Le Pen. And there's another one, which is pretty much a French site. But she's a very, very remarkable woman. The more I get to know her, I'm calling her when I make comments. I really think she's a modern day Joan of Arc. I mean, with her passion towards her nation, she says exactly the type of things that I think should be said about. Because I remember how when I was growing up, the French took great pride in their nationality and preserving their language. They were very careful about introducing other words into the vocabulary because they wanted to keep things as French as possible. And I know when my brother was stationed in the military and we would visit him out there in Germany, we'd go into France and you know, and you could still see the pride in the people. But what's really amazed me, I've been watching her speeches, and, you know, I put on the translator, obviously, because my French is pretty rusty. It's just high school French. But, you know, you see a lot of young people at her rallies, and the rallies, they remind me of the Donald Trump rallies. They're well-attended, packed with people, lots and lots of young people, which really encourages me. They're all waving those French flags. I mean, it's very, very exciting to be there, and her words are very inspiring. She uses words like the Republic. I mean, she refers to things like here in the United States, we always get upset when we hear the media talk about our so-called democracy when we really are a republic. So it's really refreshing to hear her knowledge of history. And I think you may have made reference at one time, but there was an interview, I think Nigel Farage has interviewed her twice now on his radio show. He's got a radio show you can pick up. It's called LBC.
Yes.
And he's had her on twice, and she's phenomenal. She really is, and I'm really hoping she can win. I think she has a lot of momentum. There's some kind of scandal that's been brewing in England where there's 300,000 French nationals in England, and these powers that be are trying to block her or disqualify those votes or those people from voting, just like the Democrats have always tried to keep our military votes, you know, from being counted.
Yes, and speaking of the military, here's a headline at Breitbart. Majority of French armed police support Marine Le Pen, which, again, exactly parallels what happened in our election. Cops supported Trump. Active duty military supported Donald Trump. Retired military veterans supported Donald Trump. Marine Le Pen running into the exact same phenomenon. She's appealing to the exact same portion of our population who have been dispossessed. And also interesting, she's a peace candidate. Trump is a peace candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a point I neglected to make on the show, and people are saying, well, Trump's he's being a warmonger. He's being a saber rattler. No, he's a peace candidate. And the military supports him. And how, in the same way, there's another example of a peace candidate supported by the military, which might be a little counterintuitive for people, but at first blush, but when you think about it, well, maybe not. Maybe people who know the most about war want it the least, okay? Because they know it up close and personal. It's not romanticized. They didn't read about it. They experienced it. They remember it. They wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat remembering it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that Ron Paul, who's a very much of a peace candidate, who endorsed him overwhelmingly? The military. Ron Paul, yeah, in the primaries, raised more money. This was a remarkable thing. I wouldn't have guessed this would be true. He raised more money from Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines than all of the other Republican primary candidates put together. And, of course, Ron Paul, like Donald Trump, was saying that the wars in the Middle East were a big, giant mistake. And you would think a military man might be offended by that. It's, you know, you're saying my war, this is my medal on my chest, and I lost my brothers in that war, and you're saying this was a mistake? I'm insulted. No, they're not insulted. They don't love war, and they want peace, and they want for their, you know, like older military men whose sons are in going into the military. That's very common in the military, is, you know, fathers and sons, they pass it down from generation to generation. They don't want their sons going to war. They want their sons to prevent war by being great soldiers in a well-equipped, well-trained, and well-led military that doesn't have to engage in ground combat, because the other side is afraid, afraid of that, yeah, military, doesn't want to engage them. So anyway, I spoke a little bit too much about that. Go back to what you were saying.
You're absolutely right, because all my readings, and I was in the military too, and I've had two brothers that served. They're 20 years in the military. My one brother was a White House medic under the Reagan administration, got to know Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan very well. But true warriors, I had the pleasure of knowing, you know, the kind of work that I'm in medicine. I worked with Navy SEALs and Special Forces fellows, and these elite soldiers, no true warrior wants war. They will train their hardest, but they do not want war, because it means the death of their comrades and friends. And so they try to be as trained as possible, like you said, to scare the hell out of the enemy, like Donald Trump does. He wants to build the biggest, baddest army and military so that other people are afraid to really engage us. And even that little military action that he took by shooting those 59 missiles, if you noticed, it was just fired missiles. He didn't really endanger any soldiers. And even when they, yes, dropped that mother of all bombs, I mean, that was just a bomb he dropped, but he sent a pretty big message. I think he... You know, I know he's dealing with a rabid snake infested swamp, and he's apparently trying to appease some people, but he's got a lot of enemies he's got to deal with. But I think he did that to kind of show that, look, he's not going to mess around and pussyfoot around. And I think there's an underlying respect between him and Putin at the same time, that this is probably just a show of force, and hopefully nothing gets out of hand where they end up engaging. I don't think that'll happen. I think the two men are smart enough not to let that happen, but I think because of the consequences of the politic that's being played, they did it, because it just makes me nervous that the left was kind of praising him for that particular action.
Yes, but, and you know, and they're trying to egg him on. That is, with that praise, that with all that flattery and so on, they didn't get, I believe, this is just me, they didn't get what they wanted. I think H.R. McMaster, and I do worry about him, H.R. McMaster, yeah, I believe in public was calling for 15,000 troops to be deployed in Syria. And correct me, audience, if I misread that or got it wrong, but that's what the other side has wanted. They've wanted massive deployment of U.S. troops, and that's a whole different ballgame from, mm-hmm, putting two destroyers off the coast and unloading Tomahawks. Sure, they're expensive, but unloading Tomahawks on equipment, destroying absolutely obsolete Sukhoi and MiG fighters that the Soviets, or, you know, for the rest of my life, I'm going to say Soviets. Sorry, my apologies to our Russian cousins. The Russians, you know, if they didn't give those planes to Syria, they'd scrap them for aluminum.
Yes.
So,
true.
No harm done. You know, a strong signal sent. Now, and let's just clarify this. Donald Trump was assured by H.R. McMaster. He was the one assuring Trump, as far as I wasn't there, but I, you know, tried to figure out what was going on in those secure rooms. McMaster, from my reading, was assuring Donald Trump that Bashar al-Assad was responsible for a gas attack on his own people. Now, Donald Trump has to rely on his intelligence. Now, if that intelligence was wrong, Donald Trump's not to blame. And Donald Trump, if that intelligence was wrong, that means Donald Trump was played or that he was hosed. And he's not the guy to play or hose. So he will. That'll come back to bite whoever did it. We got a little break here. Let me look at this, Joe. Can you stay with us?
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll one more thing and then.
Okay. Okay. We'll be back, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling.
We're back, folks.
I got to beware.
And with only one more segment to go, Joe is with us from Indiana, and
You know what I thought I'd do, James, since it's a very short segment and you probably want some last things to say, I could defer till Sunday because I was going to talk a little bit about Ann Coulter and what's going on at Berkeley, which is very, very interesting. She's a very courageous woman, but we could talk about it on Sunday because I know you want to get in some last couple of minutes. So I
would love to hear. I'll tell you what, let's do it Sunday, but let's do it now as well. Give the audience a little rundown of, you're right, what Ann Coulter's doing. She's going to appear in Berkeley. Yeah. Go ahead, just the microphone's yours, Joe.
Ann Coulter was going to give a talk in Berkeley, and then, of course, there was all this student unrest and a lot of protesting going on, and then Berkeley called her, and then they had all these, they said, well, you know, Ann, you're basically invited, but if you would agree to do this, 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 and that, it was basically meant to discourage her. It says, you've got to give your talk during the day, we've got to pick a room of our choice. And then she said she was basically calling their bluff and said, okay, I'll agree to all you want to do. And then they said, oh, we'll get back to you. And then they called her back and said, well, maybe we ought to cancel. I don't think there's going to be a lot of student unrest. And so then she basically called them back and said, well, I'm still coming out there. So she's still going to go out there. And then they called her back and said, well, how about you come in sometime in May? Well, basically in May, all the students are gone. So she's going to stick to her original schedule, and she's going to go out there with her staff. And then she's even mentioned, kind of hinted that if this doesn't work out, she's got attorneys and stuff that are going to say, look, you're going to have to compensate me because she has an entire staff of people that need to go out there. So this is something that really needs to be followed because supposedly Berkeley always claims to be the place where freedom of speech began. And
yes, and she wants- we'll put another little piece to this. One of the great champions in our cause, attorney Sam Dixon of Atlanta, Georgia, there was an attempt to cancel and to stop an event the morning of the event. The same day, the Auburn University administration canceled on a Patriot event. And Sam Dixon did an amazing thing, which I think is unprecedented. He wrote up a brief. He must have written up a brief. He had to. And he submitted it asking for an injunction with a federal judge there in Auburn, Alabama, which is right there near the Chattahoochee River on the Georgia-Alabama line. Beautiful, beautiful place, Auburn, Alabama. Big public university, 22,000 students or thereabouts. If any of my facts are a little bit wrong, I'm getting the general idea. And Sam Dixon got a federal judge that day to issue an injunction or order. My terminology again may not be exactly right legally, ordering the Auburn University administration to allow the speech. Free speech, not going to be prevented, order of a federal judge on a public university. So this is great. Ann Coulter can use this effort by Sam Dixon. She can bring the same legal motion in Berkeley. And this, we're going to talk about this more, Joe. Thank you for bringing it up. This issue of free speech is pivotal.
We'll see you on Sunday.
All right. And thank you, everybody. See you 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time this coming Sunday. So long.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.